Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another episode of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them. Sometimes we hate them. We will see along the way. Parasocial girlies out there, come on. Yes, I'm very excited for today's guest. Truly elated. This feels like a scam that we got her on the show because I started following her on Twitter because she's fucking hilarious. And then I was like, maybe we can try to get over here. And we did. We have an amazing writer and actor on the show. She's currently a producer and writer on ABC's Emmy-winning hit show that I know you've heard about, Abbott Elementary. Follow her on Twitter at BS Hilarious, which, like, she's not lying, B-I-S Hilarious, like, please, it's funny over there, where you can track her excellent highlights of the WGA writer's strike. She stays on the picket lines out in the streets. If you're in LA and you want to support the WGA writers, join her in front of Warner Brothers Studios to picket. Congregation, please welcome Brittany Nichols. Brittany, hi.
Hello.
Was that like so much of an intro? I saw you like, it's still going, huh? She's still talking, huh? Okay. That's what we do here. We're trying to give you your flowers.
No, it's nice. It was a very nice intro. I appreciate it.
No, you're amazing. So wait, I have to ask you, what is your relationship with scams? Like, do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever run any that you would talk about without the police, like, pulling up?
I feel like I am somewhat kind to scammers.
I am too.
I feel like whenever I'm concerned that maybe I'm being scammed at, I guess, like normal scamming locations, like a gas station, right?
Yes.
I feel like anyone trying to talk to me at a gas station, that's likely a scam. But I just see it as like, oh, well, if I'm not concerned about whether or not I'm being tricked and I'm just like, oh, this person just needs help, then to me, I'm just like, just save your breath. Like, yeah, you can wrap it up. I'll just give you $5. You don't have to run game on me.
Right, because the game takes so long, like the sob story, and then it's like, I got to stand there and listen to it. Now this is work for me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm absolutely with you on that. I feel like scamming like that is kind of a job. Like, you have to be out there all day long encountering people. So, like, you are getting, like, an hourly wage to, you know, panhandle your services.
I mean, and I think it's a skill, too.
Yeah.
Like, to wonder, like, did their car break down? Like, do they really have a debit card, but it's not working, but they just they go send you a cash out? Like, you just start to get caught up in, like, is this a real one? Because you have to think, like, occasionally people do have to get caught in a weird spot.
Right.
But the likelihood is pretty low, I think.
Yeah.
Likely it's a scam. So I'm just like, what's more valuable to me in this moment is my time.
Right.
So I'm either, no, I don't have it and I gotta go, or here you go, save it.
Yeah, I'm like in between. I mean, I've told people on this podcast, there was one woman who gave me a really long story and I didn't have cash. And so I was just trying to like be like, I don't got cash. But she was like, well, there's an ATM right there. And something in my spirit said, let me go up to this ATM. And it wasn't a Holy Spirit. It wasn't like, I want to bless it and you share blessings that I've been blessed with, whatever. I was in college. I was kind of broke. And it was just something in my spirit that was like, let me do this. And then I later found out in the police blotter at school that she had a brick in her purse. And if you didn't give her money, she would hit you in the head with the brick.
Oh, no.
Yes. So $20 or a concussion, it was worth it. And like, if you listen to this podcast, you know about that. But I wanted to tell Brittany, yes.
Because that's a whole step.
Yes.
To go to an ATM, put in a code, get out money, come back?
Yes. She was a black woman, too. No, she went with me.
I would have got bricked.
It would have got bricked.
I would have got bricked.
I don't know if I would get bricked for that. A 20 or a brick, Brittany. Your brain is so special.
Well, if I'm saying that there's no chance I'm going to the ATM.
Okay.
So then I feel like she would have bricked me.
Okay. You wouldn't have willingly
knew. If I knew the brick was there.
That was behind
If I knew the brick
two.
Was there, I'm just driving away. I'm trying to get away.
Okay. I was
dodge.
On foot.
Okay.
How are you going to dodge the brick? You going to juke the brick? Okay.
I'm going to try. I'm really one of those people where it's like, if somebody, I'm a jinx myself. No one has ever tried to, like, rob me. Mm. And I've lived in Chicago, New Haven, L.A.
Oh.
Took public transportation in L.A. like the first 3 years I lived here. No one's ever tried to rob
me. Some robbery capitals, yes.
But in my mind, the process of, like, replacing things in a wallet is so annoying and so spirit draining for me personally.
Yeah.
That there is a chance that I'd be like, I'm a risk it. No. Now, what's your next move?
Right.
I'm not going to give you my wallet. Now, what? We are at a standoff. Either you do violence or I walk away.
Wow, Brittany, you really are not scared. You're a gangster. You said, I'll take the brick. If the robber holds me up, I'm going to be like, how many bullets you got in there? Because I'm a zigzag.
But do you really, in this moment, you're telling me you would rather go to jail than to let me go? I'm going to make you make that choice.
I love that. It's like, so shoot me. And then you're still not going to get the money. Well, I guess you could take it off of me then.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to have to force it.
Is it really worth it? No, I'm with you. If I had to enter a new card into Postmates, I would physically break down. Like, I don't have much left. I'm holding on by a thread.
Yeah.
So typing in a CVV again? Oh, bitch, no. You're right. I'd be like, fight me. I'm ready to die. I never liked being alive. No, but that's great. I get that. You know what's funny? That makes me think of, I actually just recently had someone try to run a scam on me, like Saturday. Like, it happens to me all the time. I guess I have a very scammable face and personality. I've run some scams. I get scammed. My scams were ethical. Okay. I saw your face.
All right.
Wow, a person who does not believe me. Black people be like, all right, that means they don't believe anything you just said, okay? That, and if you like it, I love it. A black person who neither likes nor loves it. The language. No, I was on Pure Space because I'm thinking I'm going to throw what I do every other year. My birthday is the 4th of July. Mm. So, like, why would we celebrate America? Like, it's the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So I throw a big party, and I was looking at venues, like with a pool and like where I could do it at, and I found one on Peer Space. They're emailing back and forth, and then they're like, oh, well, you can come see the venue today. So I was like, okay. So I get there. It looks like all the photos. It's real cute and everything. And they were like, oh, so we forgot to tell you that it's actually booked on the 4th of July. I was like, why did y'all make me drive all the way to Beverly Hills to tell me that this place is already booked? And they were like, but if you pay us outside of Peer Space, then we could probably have them move it a day. And I was like, so you want me to give you two strangers? And when I tell you they look like they were not homeowners, I knew they did not own this home. I knew they did not own this home.
Oh, boy.
And I hate saying that because they were both black, but it wasn't because they were black. Mm-hmm. It was because they dressed like hype beasts who, like, you know, get on the sneaker website and fight bots to get shoes.
Right.
They just weren't giving me they own this home.
Right, yeah. They spent their mortgage on Nikes.
Yes. Okay. But so I was like, well, how about we do, what's the percentage that Peer Space takes when you pay through the app? And one of them goes, they both answer at the same time. One of them goes 15, the other one goes 18.
Mm-mm. Get on the same page.
Which is it, criminals?
Also, that's a large percentage.
Right. And so I was understanding of that. I was like, what about this? I'll pay through Peer Space and then I'll give you the difference in the percentage because that price is still fair to me. But
right.
I need some kind of insurance that y'all ain't running off with all my money. You are two strangers. I've known you for exactly 8 minutes and I'm going to give you my money.
Right. And why would the other people just be so willing to move their party?
Well,
nobody accidentally has a party on the 4th of July.
They were like, we have other places. I was like, this is a bait and switch. So they knew it. And I was like, damn. So they showed me one thing that looked legit. And then I was going to pay for something else and it was not going to be legit. Mm. So I walked away from that one.
Good.
But I was a little desperate. But that's your point of like, you would have moved on immediately after they said the place isn't available.
Right. You further invested.
And I was like, so how can we make it available? So there's a difference in our personalities. You were like, you would have just walked out. You would have been in your car, like, speeding away, I feel like. Burning rubber.
I would have been real mad.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I leaned in more, because I'm like, I've fallen in love with this place now.
Yeah.
And that was the point, is that right. They wanted me to, they baited switched me.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't get me, bro. Y'all tried it, though. And then when I went on their Pure Space, if you don't know, it's like a not an Airbnb, but like a situation where you can rent out space and like for whatever photo shoots events. When I went on their space, I realized that the comments for like their reviews were just them.
Wow.
Commenting on each other's page.
No. Absolutely not.
I was finna get robbed. Oh, but that
person. Everybody in your party was about to get robbed. They were going to lock the windows and the doors.
Damn.
Gas y'all, pass.
Could you imagine? I'm in the industry. It was just going to be writers and actors and like other friends. They would have ran the pockets and then nobody would talk to me ever again.
And all you could do is just leave an angry comment on Pure Space.
That's
only
all you can do. Like, I was not satisfied. Many of my guests were robbed. 3 were hit with bricks, including Brittany Nichols, who said, I'm not giving up my wallet. Hit me with a brick. best response to that story. But we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with what's hot in fraud. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs?
I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Cons! And we are back. It's time for What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. Or more often than not, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgotuspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't what? Yeah, we don't want to fuck up your bag. Amen. So... Brittany's like, what did I get myself into? I keep seeing her have moments of deep thought.
So respectful. I don't want to ruin your scam. Wait till you're finished.
Yeah, when you're done, then tell us about it. Because otherwise, you know, we're ruining it. Mm-hmm. You're ruining it. Yeah. And maybe y'all try it out. Run it a few times. But I wanted to talk to you today because I know that you're out in the streets fighting a scam currently. Mm-hmm. One of the largest scams, which is all of the studios squeezing. But I think that like regular everyday people kind of look at the writer's strike and think, oh, these are Hollywood writers who live in Hollywood mansions and they have millions of dollars and they want even more. They're so greedy. I work at Walgreens and I can't have anything. When in truth, most like writers aren't super duper rich, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Our guild is largely... working class and middle class.
Yeah. And the middle class has kind of been shrinking in all of our guilds. Because in SAG, like, you know, you used to make residuals. And now streaming's like, we're not going to tell you how many people watched it. But this is, we YouTube.
Yeah, the entire industry has really shifted with the streaming model. And yeah, like you said, put a squeeze on that middle class writer and made it so that it's hard for people to move up through the ranks, made it hard for people to have a sustainable career, made it hard for people to stick around in LA and try to make their dreams come true.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people who have moved out of Los Angeles simply because the cost of living is so high, and then since so much can be done remote, it's like, why live here?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that's facing our industry are sort of the same things that have happened to pretty much any industry because we all exist under the hell that is capitalism. Mm-hmm. You know, we're fighting for, you know, pension, health care, better wages. That's sort of the same across every sort of job, yes. I think, and dealing with cost of living. LA and New York are super expensive. It's hard to just exist and make enough money to pay rent in either of those cities when you're a TV writer or not, sort of any job. Yeah. So, you know, I think that it's super relatable. It's the issues themselves are a little more complicated just because TV is like such a confusing world that a lot of people don't end up touching besides like watching it. Like right. Our pay structure and stuff, it can be super confusing. But everyone at this point knows that it's different. Everyone knows that the way that you used to watch TV 10 years ago is different than how you watch it now. And just teaching people what that means for us mm-hmm. has been, I think, part of what we've been trying to do. And it seems like people are catching on like pretty quickly. Like the issues are, they're like, wait, what is going on? I'm like, yeah, I know, right?
Right? Yeah, yeah. No, being alive is high. Yeah. The price has gone up. Yesterday's price is not today's price on your life. And that is the issue, like part of the issue here. And that we're making less money than we would have been if, you know, this was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where like network TV was king. And like you could, I was talking to Nathan Kress on The Picket the other day, and he was saying that he did a one line voiceover or ADR for Friends. And he still like will get a $300 check.
Wow.
Like in the mail for residuals because they play that show over and over and over again. But nowadays, like streaming, it's like basically think about it this way. If you do work and then you give it to a huge major studio, they make billions of dollars off of it, but you only get paid one time. Mm-hmm. But they're like still running it up. They're still showing it every single week, putting new commercials in between the shit. You know what I mean? Tide, Gain, Febreze. You're not seeing none of that.
Yeah, they've moved to a system that doesn't incentivize success. So you can be on a like Abbott, you know, the show where it used to get replayed, right? A hit network sitcom, they would replay the episodes to try to grow the audience, and they would play ads, and you would get money because they were replaying an episode that you wrote or that you were in. And now it's just a flat fee. And that flat fee is very bad. It's for us 5.5% of what that amount of money is for a replay on network.
I'm curious what the percentage is for mine, but they do buy us out and they put it on streaming. So it's like, how did y'all just decide that y'all were going to change the rules? They just woke up one day and were like, hey, y'all, we know we was giving y'all money and now, no.
Well, they're just liars. I mean, they're scammers. Yeah. They are the largest scammers, the biggest scammers in the world.
And to put it like simply, you know, they're telling Wall Street investors, oh my gosh, y'all about to make a bag. Y'all like, this is the golden age of television. We running it up. The streams are high. And then they're telling the people who make the product, hey, y'all, we are so poor. Mm-hmm. We actually don't have any money to pay you. Can y'all come in here for free?
It's like you ever have a roommate who you see at the club buying bottles. They just at the club getting bottle service, and then you're like, rent's due, and they're like, I really don't have it. Like, it's like, oh, wait a second.
That's it. That's the exact example. That and like if you let somebody borrow money and then you see them out like living it up, and I'm like, that's my money that you paying with. Like, give it back to me first before you start. And that's what they're doing with Wall Street, is they're like living it up with Wall Street and then telling all of us that they're completely poor. I also thought that the AI thing was interesting because I don't think that many, like the average person, understands why AI is such a huge problem. Mm-hmm. But at least from the actor's side, I know like Bruce Willis got aphasia. Or has aphasia, and he sold like his likeness rights, like his face and everything off. Yeah. Oh. Which is a terrifying.
Did I know that?
Yeah, it's a terrifying precedent. Because if you are like a up and coming actor or a middle class actor like myself or whatever, I don't want nobody like, you know, doing ADR with mm-hmm. my voice with AI instead of paying me to do ADR. And what ADR is guys, is there's like a sound issue where they need something. You go into a booth and you say it and then they add it in, like they edit it in. But like we get paid for that. And now with AI, they could just start doing it mm-hmm. without us.
Yeah, no, it's not good. yeah, I think a lot of people have seen AI as something that exist outside of the entertainment industry. Like you sort of like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, they start putting these screens up at McDonald's and they start having self-checkout at groceries. Like the ways that these worker replacements is really what it is, have happened, have seemed, I think,
like the racists were like, you will not replace us. And yeah. they didn't realize they should have been talking to the computer.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to harm Mexican people, but they should be fist fighting their laptops.
It's sort of been, it's felt like a class issue, honestly. It sort of felt mm-hmm. like, oh, well, it's replacing like minimum wage workers. So mm-hmm. we don't really care, honestly, is what it has felt like. And then it's like, oh, no, entertainers and writers and copywriters, right? Because that's what that is
right.
gearing up to replace, is all these people with college degrees. And now people are like, no, wait a second. Wait, what's going on? Who are they replacing with this shit? And it's like, yeah, y'all should have been paying attention this whole time. And you know, now I feel like we're a line of defense for these things. Like if we can't fight back against this stuff and win, like these industries that have some of the most well-known, recognizable, relatable in a weird way, because people think celebrities are their friends for whatever reason.
They really do.
If we can't stop it, then like who's going to be able to stop it?
Exactly. I mean, also, I think that everyone can take a page out of the WGA's book when it comes to like unionizing and really getting ahead of this, because now's the time. Because if we let it creep any further, we're already headed towards doom. So,
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people give evil corporations the benefit of the doubt.
Don't
and I hope that this will help people stop doing that, because we're saying like, hey, this is an existential crisis to our profession. They do not want writers' rooms to exist. They do not want union television mm-hmm. writing jobs to exist. They want it all to go away. They want it all to be freelance. They want to replace as many of us as possible. They want to pay the least amount of money as possible for the most amount of labor. And we really mean that. Like, it's not a joke. It's not like just talking points. It's not just stuff we're saying. That is their explicit goal. And I think that people just like don't want that to be true because what that means. Like, we've seen this happen over and over again. They come find these industries that are profitable, mm-hmm. that provide a middle class lifestyle for a lot of the workers. And they come in and they decimate them and they destroy them. And then they move on to the next thing. So I'm honestly like, hopefully it takes them. They don't succeed with us, but mm-hmm. that they invest a lot of time and resources into trying to beat us and fail. And we're able to sort of like be like, hey, you can actually fight back. Like, you can actually join a union. You can actually have worker solidarity between all the people in your industry and stop this stuff from happening. Like, I hope that that's what this becomes an example for, because they're not going to stop trying to do it.
No. I was talking to someone on the line and they were like, it feels like every 7 to 10 years, like when things drastically change or there's like new technology, then we have to strike because they found a new way to steal wages from people. And I understand. I wish that as Americans, we could get out of this mindset, which is a total fucking scam, that if I can't make a living wage, then why should you? Instead of being like, hey, there's more of us than there are of them. Let's pull up and fight them.
Right.
Okay. I'm Mr. Target. I have hands for you. Like we got to get back to the old French ways, okay? The guillotine. We got to run up.
I mean, I think it's also, there's like a level of shame to it, too, I think, of people not wanting to admit, like, oh, right, we got fucked. Like, they got us. They caught us for a hot second. They really had. You had us in the first half.
Like, I mean, this might be the third half. The third half.
But it's you have to sort of be like, oh, right, they did find this loophole. They did exploit mm-hmm. this and we weren't able to catch them before. And now we're like doing harm reduction. We're like trying to stop all this bad stuff that's already been happening for years and years and years. And it's a lot of people that I think, you know, seem successful. There are so many people who want to be TV writers, who right. want to be writing movies. And from the outside perspective, you're like, that person did it. Wow. They're a success.
Yes.
They probably live in a comfortable home and drive an electric vehicle.
Yeah. They think we all got a fireplace.
And yeah, like, and you got to be like, no, I'm a renter. I live in a rent control apartment and like I have a used vehicle. Like people breaking down that facade of what people think their lives are like is like part of it to be like, no, we are more the same than we are
different. And you have to think about like, out there, if you go to work every single day, you have a guaranteed job. For us, it's like we have a job and then maybe we don't have a job for a really long time. Like that can happen. And so it's like the money has to stretch further and we have to pay people to get us the jobs. So that's 25% mm-hmm. of the money gone right there. And then, oh, taxes. Uncle Sam pulling up and he want his cut and it's egregious. Mm-hmm. So what it comes down to, it's like pennies. So I think that we should all be very inspired by the WGA trying to fight this scam. And y'all need to start fighting y'all's corporations too. Pull up to your job on Monday and fight the CEO.
Right.
Because if you're a CEO of a company, I know you did something. I think y'all all guilty. So beat them up.
Provoking violence. I'm going to get a letter.
I don't know what you did, but I know you did something to get to CEO, okay? They don't just let you walk up in there without being evil. We know what's up. But, well, I will be out there on the picket lines all the days that I can. It's fun right now, but I know in the summer it's going to get.
It's going to be hot as hell.
It's going to be hot as hell.
Oh, it's going to be hot. I'm already more tan than I've been in several years.
I love that for you.
I do like being chocolatey.
But you're going to be real chocolatey.
Oh, I'm going to be burnt to a crisp. It's going to be beyond chocolate.
Please use sunscreen out there, writers. Please. I've been putting on my copper tone. But also, fuck copper tone. Y'all go fight them too. I know they squeezing us for that sunscreen.
Yeah, no free promo.
Right. Bleep half of that. No, bleep. All right, y'all, we're going to take another quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back.
Robbery!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years. And we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out. But also, like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black, because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud!
And we're back. And it's time to do the historic hoodwink. So, Brittany, this is a segment of the show where I will regale you with a famous con, caper, group of criminals. Maybe we like them, maybe we hate them. I'll just get your thoughts all throughout. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I mean, I hope I like them.
I know. I hope
I
like them too.
Enough people already.
Same. So this story was primarily reported by Vox. Vox writer Graham Isidore, because we don't scam our writers, in their 2020 article, "These Artists Scammed a 36K Film Shoot by Faking an Engagement." So we always link these, if it's like a big article, everything's in the footnotes. So if you'd like to go over and see what Graham had to say about it, go on over there. Alrighty, so this was in November of 2019. Actress and director Karen Knox, do you know who that is? Mm-mm. Have you seen Karen before?
No.
Maybe she was in something on the CW. It's giving CW. And I love that her headshot is like also a lot of her body.
It's interesting.
It is. Why are hands like crossed like that?
I don't know. Why is she wearing a tie?
But and the tie exactly matches the shirt.
The shirt. It's confusing.
There's choices being made here. Okay. So Karen Knox and collaborator Jay Stevens wanted to shoot a movie but lacked big budget funds. So inspired by con artists that first prompted them to make the film, they conned their way into a next level film. Okay.
All right.
I mean, look, I'll be honest, if you go on one of those Kickstarters or GoFundMes and tell me that you want to do an indie film and then I give you some money, like, I'm never going to watch the film, so you can technically have just stole it.
Oh, no.
Brittany, you be watching all them films.
I'm not searching around looking for things to donate to. It has to be somebody I know.
No, I'm not. But you know, like when they email you, and you could have friends from old improv workshops that got your email.
Yeah, but I'm not donating. If I donate, that means I'm likely gonna watch it.
Okay, well, Brittany, you really are not here for the mess.
And it better come out.
Okay, you're going to be waiting at the door.
I better get a link with a password as soon as it's ready.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. She's going to be on Vimeo like, where is it?
Where's my special thanks?
I want to see where my money went specifically, and I better be in the credits. I love it. So they were inspired by the high femme con artists that have been making headlines, such as the fashionable Anna Delvey, which, you know, we love her on the show, the turtleneck clad Elizabeth Holmes, who recently has been doing a whole like makeover of her image to like nice mom of two who didn't scam cancer patients.
All right.
Yeah, it's not working. It's not hitting for me. Go to jail, girl. Hell, you out here at the New York Times. Why have you not gone to jail yet? It's prison time. We locked you up. You're going to be like, wait a minute, prison. Like, take your ass over there. So the goal was to make a queer couture heist film with fashionable women committing crimes as a response to late stage capitalism.
All right. I don't know. So many other responses.
They trying to help. So they're making
if,
a movie.
If you say so. Okay. About, what if someone came up to you and was like, all right, you know how capitalism is pretty bad. Here's my plan on how to respond. I'm a steal shit. You'd be like, congrats. You know what? That's going to help.
Yeah, I mean, who are you stealing from?
It doesn't matter. It's not going to help. It might be fun. I might, you know, enjoy it. Right. But I'm not like you. Yes, this is part of the movement is you stealing from people dressed well, dressed in couture. Anybody using the word couture is not really participating in movement politics, I don't think.
But you see, this is where we differ because I feel like theft should definitely be in the movement.
Oh, I am very with people stealing.
Like, listen, when I go to the grocery store,
I'm saying don't oversell it.
Oh, okay. But see, I don't know because I think it's helping. When I go to the grocery store, if I do self-checkout, I'm going to steal some stuff because that's my wages. You made me an employee. So now I need my things. Okay?
I just think systemically it's not changing
things. Brittany, we're gonna work through this. We're going to spend the whole podcast working through this, okay? Brittany agreed with me. Y'all remember it different. I'm going to gaslight y'all. Thanks for agreeing with me, Britt. Okay, anyways, so...
It's an AI of my voice. Anytime.
Right. Anytime is also very funny. Anytime. Thanks for agreeing with me. Anytime. So their problem was that they didn't have the budget to portray the luxurious lifestyle their heroines lived on the big screen. So their solution was to turn their con-inspired film into an actual con. I love that they couldn't just like downscale the budget or maybe do a different you can't afford to do this project, but okay. So according to Karen, our taste was expensive. Our budget was low. So we looked to the tales of Anna Delvey and Caroline Calloway for inspiration. So this is what they did. First, they cast their con artist, Karen, and actress Gwendolyn Cumin. This is Gwendolyn Cumin. Have we seen Gwendolyn Cumin in stuff? What's her IMDb?
What's
her
name? Rack.
And she got orange in the back. She's really on brand with the cumin. Hey, you got it. The brand is strong. I like that. Okay, so... Then they, you know, they got Miss Cumin, who had previously played Karen's romantic partner in the viral web series Barbell. Okay, so they had a viral web series called Barbell.
Barbell. It was gay?
Yeah, it's gay. I wish I could see Brittany.
I'm gay. So this is just so nobody can confuse.
No, I know. We know you gay.
No, but they know. Everybody doesn't know who I am. They might be like, uh-oh.
I feel like everybody knows you're gay.
Even if they don't know you, what they do know is your ass is gay.
They've never heard of you ever. They still know. Okay, listen, as an annoying bisexual, everyone knows I'm bisexual, okay? Because we have to tell everyone, and then we get a boyfriend, okay? Come on. You get it? You know the vibes?
Oh, my God.
So they have this Barbarella series, or Barbella, and it's hot, it's steamy, and viral. And they worked on their strategy in order to pull off higher budget shoots than that, with what they could afford, using locations, wardrobe, and extras that otherwise would cost tens of thousands of dollars. They would stage a fake engagement as a couple. For their location, they decided on a luxury hotel in downtown Toronto. Normally, the location permit for the hotel costs $20,000 plus insurance. So if you want to shoot at this fancy hotel, run them $20,000 plus you got to buy insurance. But they found a little loophole to this. because Karen called the concierge and explained that she had met her girlfriend there 5 years ago. And look at these beautiful, these femme-ass white women. They were like, oh, we get to see two femme white women kiss in our lobby? Absolutely. And we could put it on our website, like, LGBTQ, come stay here.
Right. Put a rainbow flag.
Right. We'll put a rainbow flag. We'll get y'all some rates, some June rates. That's y'all month. That's y'all month. So we're going to get you some rates. So, she told him that she was planning to propose when they stayed that weekend. So she asked if she could bring her engagement videographer there to film it. Not only did the concierge give her permission to film their engagement, the hotel gave them a steep discount on their room, which normally costs $1,250 and now was $650.
Wow.
They really wanted that flag. Like, y'all get y'all sexy selves over here.
This is very kind of them.
Right. So the concierge also, they're probably trying to go viral. Everybody's trying to go viral.
Probably.
So the concierge also noted on their profile that they were now VIPs. Wow. To be a white woman in America, because wow. If our black asses ever did this, they'd be like, the room is going to cost more. And y'all better just have a memory of it, because you're not going to film it.
We need some money for incidentals.
Right.
Y'all going to be getting freaking out at night.
And if you film it, you can't post it to the internet, because we can't have people knowing black people stay here. Okay, you're going to bring down our property value. So from there, the duo needed luxury clothes to support their luxury proposal. Karen said last year during a TIFF, I went to a dozen different parties and premieres. Each event required a new look. Since Zara is a hellscape, I got in the habit of renting designer outfits. I put a Gucci splurge on a credit, and then I'd wear the clothes for the night and then promptly return them the next day. Okay, yeah, people be doing that.
But I guess. How are you going to a dozen parties at TIFF? Something ain't adding up. You're not getting invited to a dozen parties at TIFF where you are expected to be wearing Gucci that you have to take back. Girl,
I mean, look,
get three outfits and rotate. What are you talking about? This is unnecessary. I don't like this.
I will say that when I first started going on carpets and doing promotion and doing PR, I was getting fits all the time. And then I had a moment, or hiring stylists. And then I had a moment where I was like, oh my God, this is so stupid. I'm literally about to start showing up to the shit like Kyla Pratt did to the Little Mermaid. Did you see?
No.
Kyla Pratt wore, can you pull up Kyla Pratt in going to the Little Mermaid premiere? It's amazing. It's beautiful. I think she's setting a trend that I hope continues, where I do not have to wear a ball gown to watch a movie.
But even that, you were going for something. This person sounds like they just were going to parties.
Oh, yeah, they were crashing because they thought that's how they were going to get seen.
Oh, my God. No.
Not too much, Brittany. Not too much on our queen, okay?
Oh, my God. She went to, this is from TJ Maxx. Somebody, she is a Maxinista.
Right. And then she got on got the nerve to have on a Louboutin with it. She got them out the trunk. She was like, let me throw on a little heel, Chad. They want me to work the carpet. There was one comment on Twitter that says she grabbed her top out of the hamper and gave it a good flap and just threw it on.
No, it looked like she didn't have time to go home to change and just was like, wait, I got some shoes in the trunk.
That's what it's giving, shoes in the trunk. And I love it. I want everybody to start dressing like this. We go into a movie. It's not even her movie. She was like, I'm just here to watch the movie and support.
Yeah.
Love Kyla. Thought that was amazing. But so Kyla was invited to this. This person is just going to a dozen parties.
Don't nobody know who she is?
Yes.
You don't need to be wearing Gucci.
I mean, yes, no, you don't. But the whole point of it is you come dress nice, and then people think you're important, and then people give you jobs.
I mean, if they goofy, as soon as I talk to you for 2 seconds, I'm like, who are you and what do you do? When you won't have a good answer, I'm going to just assume you're just a rich white lady. There are plenty of rich white ladies running around.
That's true.
Who are not doing anything except being rich white ladies.
And I love that for them. I want that for me. I want to do nothing. I remember that video where they were asking women how they made money, and this woman got this really expensive car. And they were like, how do you make that money to have this car? It was like a $100,000 car. And she was like, I'm married. I know that's right. I know that's right, Miss White Lady. She said, I'm married. All right, anyways. And walked away. Love it. Love it. Want it for me. So... I got
got too many jobs. This is my fifth job, bro. I'm trying to be kept. Somebody come keep me. So instead of buying wardrobe, Karen and Gwendolyn, that's an interesting name, Gwendolyn, not Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn. Why Gwendolyn? Mm. So they went shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue for stunning outfits with easily hideable tags. So we've all heard this game. That's why they now put like huge things on stuff so you can't possibly wear it out without cutting it off. Mm. Like House of CB, which isn't even that expensive, they do a full ribbon in through the dress, over the dress, and it's like binded together. So you have to cut it off.
To wear it.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that for them. So they ended up renting $2,546 and 86 cents worth of clothes. Wardrobe secured, they now needed a makeup artist. So this is the wardrobe for the movie that they rented on credit.
Okay.
According to Karen, what most people don't know is that you can book a free 15-minute makeup session at Sephora. It isn't enough time to get the look done, but most stores are so big that you can book two sessions back-to-back with anyone without anyone noticing, as long as you use two different names.
But wouldn't they be like, you already got makeup on?
Or I just saw you?
Or, yeah.
She said it worked out. So once fully dressed and made up, Karen and Gwendolyn.
So now she can't do makeup? What is happening? Why can't you do your own makeup? I know you got some. I seen their faces. They wear makeup.
Yeah, you could have did your own makeup. Also, did you not watch America's Next Top Model? Tyra Banks taught us how to do makeup from samples at Sephora.
Also, that's not a scam. That's just taking a service that's offered.
True. But I mean, but you were only supposed to have one. So she double dipping. So that's the scam.
Whatever.
Is that she was double dipping. Brittany's not impressed. She is not impressed with y'all. Karen, Gwendolyn, y'all better step your shit up, okay? Because Brittany about to leave mid-episode. She gonna walk out the door, okay? So let's get to it. So once fully dressed and made up, Karen and Gwendolyn and their videographer, in quotes, Jay, went to the hotel and began the setup. So the pressure was on. As due to the nature of the first part of the shoot in a public space, they only had one chance to get it right. So they only get one take. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, they're going to be like, what, y'all doing it again? Although, I have been to a wedding where, like, there was a lot of coverage for, like, Instagram. Mm. And one of the people said the person's middle name in their vows. And they were like, hey, I don't want that. Back to one. And then, like, literally, they went over again. No, but they're perfect for each other in this way. Like, they both were like, no, we got to get the cut.
Annul it.
They're perfect for each other because they just went back. But this was during the ceremony. I love it here. I love it on planet Earth. It's so fun. So Karen entered first, and they began by hanging out at a bar, chatting with staff, letting them know that she was meeting her girlfriend there later and planning on asking her to marry her right there. Her videographer hidden to capture it. So now she hired, like, the bartender thinks that he's just having a conversation, but really he's doing unpaid labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, don't give the studios no ideas now.
And did they have
what if
them
like
sign
Sony
releases?
Started hiding like camera crews and just hiring one actor and shooting everybody else?
Oh boy.
No, but what'd you say?
Did they have releases?
So they didn't need releases, I guess, because they were saying it was a personal video. Like, you know how you can film people in public, but as long as
yeah, but it's not public. It was a hotel, and it wasn't for personal use.
Yeah, but they don't know. Nobody knows that.
They didn't know, but the people putting it.
That's a part of the scam. Ugh. Is that it's not for personal use.
This is, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Oh, I feel like you're disappointed that you don't like it. I wanted you to like it so bad. So a nearby couple heard Karen's conversation with the bartender and also congratulated her, mentioning that they were the owners of a fancy, well-known champagne bar in the financial district. And then Gwendolyn entered and the scene began with the whole bar unknowingly being its actors. Karen said, Gwendolyn walked over to my bar stool. I pulled her in tight for a kiss. And remember, these are two, like, beautiful white women. So they're kissing. And the moment I got down on one knee, the whole bar went quiet. Everyone turned and looked in our direction. She says yes, and the bar erupts into applause. Everyone got caught up in the fantasy, including us.
I also want to say, it seems like a pretty boring shot. It's just one camera.
I was thinking that. Maybe they're going to have to, like, whip pan around a lot or something.
Yeah.
Because how do you make that cinematic?
Maybe I need to stop making movies because it don't really seem like y'all... we doing it right. So as they continued shooting at the bar for another hour, as other patrons continued to send free drinks and congratulations.
Why? What are they using that footage for?
B-roll. They need some B-roll, Brittany, come on. All so right. According to Jay and Karen, the number of extras they would have had to hire to make a comparable crowd was a comparable crowd was around at least $10,000. So they got $10,000 worth of free extras that they stole. And with the bar footage successfully captured, the newly engaged couple went to settle their bill and buy a bottle of champagne from the bar as a thank you to their unknown participation. Wow. Look, this thing, we got the footage.
Honor of spending the rest of your life with me.
Oh, that kiss was weird. Look at this guy. He's thirsty. Oh, they got... Okay, it wasn't just a glass of champagne. That's, like, really expensive champagne. That was Dom. Okay, he did okay with one camera. All right, enough of them.
Okay, the shot that they used was 8 people.
Yeah. And it was really far away.
And very shaky.
And he didn't get, like, any close-ups. They're just, like, they look kind of like they're hugging. And he's, like, filming them from, like, a tree. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. Brittany's very disappointed. I'm so sorry. So
I mean, it's fine.
So
I just don't like how much they're bragging about it. It doesn't seem that impressive.
It's not at all. But when they went to pay, they discovered that the couple had chatted with Karen and bought them a bottle of Dom Perignon Cuvée 2008, which is listed on the menu as a bottle that costs $800. So they got a free $800 bottle of champagne. Additionally, the bartender had another bottle of champagne and macaroons sent up to their room. Damn, they really love these women. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so from there, the trio went up to the room to continue to film through the night. We have an image of a selfie on set. Now, where did this... This took an OnlyFans turn. What y'all finna be doing? I don't think this can be on YouTube. This is gonna valid... You know, they got... I got terms and service agreements. Okay.
I don't see no macaroons either, so.
Right. Y'all better use those in the shot because you need them. Also, the fact that she did this selfie where, like, she has her finger on her lip, like, trying to be sexy is so bizarre to me. They're very bold because I would never take a picture like that. It's giving, like, old school Playboy. It's giving, like, really late night commercials, like, call me now. But you know what? Good for her for having confidence. So by their estimation, the resulting film, Cons and Pros, would have normally cost around $36,000. Karen is already planning another similar film with the possibility of taking it to shooting at Cannes. Wait, what? Really? So we pulled off a serious cinematic stick.
Also, it cost $36,000. That was how much it would have cost us, $36,000. Yes. That's not a lot of money.
And they're like,
for a film?
Scam of a lifetime. I mean, they only got one cameraman, and he's just...
And he don't even have a shoulder rig.
No, not at all. And he's tired. You can tell, because it's getting... It got shakier and shakier. It's like, all right, y'all, this got to be the last take, because my arms is giving out. Yeah, now she wants to go to... Is it Con? It's Can, right? It's Can, though, right? But let's call it Cons because that works for the show. But it's definitely Can, right? So, yeah, so now they're saying they want to do another movie and hopefully get it into one of the most famous film festivals in the world.
Honestly, good luck.
Yeah, that's very bold. And I love that you guys have so much confidence for yourself. And the film debuted on Vice in 2020.
Great.
And you can watch it. There it is, online.
Wait, how long is it? 10 minutes? Yeah, I better get the hell out of here.
You don't think this is comparable to, like, what you do, Brittany? Like, me winning television and them going to shoot something terrible?
I thought it was a feature.
No, I guess it's a short. I thought that they were actually stealing more. This is probably one of the more boring scams, like maybe top number one boring scam that we've had. Oh, goodness.
I don't think that counts as a scam. That's just guerrilla filmmaking.
Yeah. And also, like,
you didn't actually steal anything. People like gave, well, I guess you like wore the clothes and then took them back. That's technically theft.
But again, people do that all the time, including on TV shows. It's like a normal part of
TV shows.
Yeah.
Should we be saying that?
People know.
People know, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, they take it back. I don't know. It's kind of dry. And they're so proud about it. And, like, obviously they're not in jail, but they're right. telling the story like they just did, like...
Yeah, that's some white people shit.
An Ocean 11.
Right. We did scams and crimes, and we're going to use that to do more scams and crimes.
Honestly, they just scam me. I'm promoting whatever the fuck they doing. It's hundreds of thousands of people.
Somebody gonna go watch that short.
Damn. Damn it. You got me, Gwenlyn.
That's okay. You do the Q&A when they get the next one at Tacon.
Oh, God. Yeah, y'all better fly me out to Tacon so I can be in there as well, because I just gave you a huge free advertisement. I'm pissed now. I've been scammed. God.
Scammed myself.
So many ways. All right. That brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Brittany go. But before we do, maybe this will lift your spirits, Brittany. Scammer of the week. Maybe we'll like this person. Maybe this will be good. So a man and a woman in the UK have been sentenced to jail for defrauding. It's not lifting your spirits yet. Yeah, yeah. For defrauding 80 victims, mostly gay men. Oh, no. Damn. Oh. Sorry, it's not your episode, Brittany. I'm sorry. Frederick Deet, 37, used dating apps like Gaydar and Match to match with gay men, luring them in only to later claim that he needed money and ask his victims for help. Ooh. He would tell his victims any number of lies, including that he was being held by Dutch immigration authorities and that he needed money to visit and buy medicine for his ailing mother. Mm. He would also say that he needed money to cover his mother's funeral costs. Mm. So sometimes she ailing, sometimes she dead. Or obtain his inheritance. So then it's when he had probate court. Oh. Frederick strung along one man for 14 years. Defraud 14 years, you earned that. Defrauding him of over $120,000 in that time. Now, 14 years, $120,000, like over 14 years? Not. You should strike, Frederick. That's not enough. These aren't the good wages. These aren't good wages. So his partner, Raquel Johnson, 43, a probation officer. What? So she worked. See, but everybody who work in crime, like stop a crime, they be doing crime. That's why they get over there for it. Mm-hmm. So was Frederick's accomplice by laundering the money he received through her bank account. Together, they spent the money on gym memberships, takeout food, groceries, and dental care. So y'all not even, this isn't enough for rent. We're not buying cars. We're not buying Porsches. We're buying takeout and groceries. Planet Fitness gym membership.
And how much flirting is going along? I feel like you got to do a fair amount of flirting before you drop the, I have an ailing mother and I need some money. You can't come out the gate with that.
It's got to be, you at least got to have one like sexed conversation before you get to this. So you're right. This is too much labor.
It's almost like these gay men are nicer than American gay men too. I feel like if you did this on Grindr, they would just block you.
I mean, they do be doing it on Grindr. They do the, let's hook up, but you got to send me money for Uber or for gas because I don't have enough money to get over to your house.
Who's doing that?
They're doing it. I've seen screenshots and I know people it's happened to.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know, everybody act like they don't like broke people and then you hear stories like this.
What do you mean by that?
And you know, everybody's like, I don't want a broke bitch.
Right.
But then you sending somebody Uber money to come over?
How sexy are they? We all know if you're sexy, that can get you out of like just being discriminated against.
I just need people to stop lying. Poor. It's okay. You can date broke people. That's okay. We live in hell. Lots of people are broke. It is okay that you are attracted to them. I just need everybody to stop pretending when they're rapping along to the songs.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. If it's two broke people together, they can maybe help each other financially, right? But if it's one broke person and one non-broke person, then I'm going to be broker. And I know that from experience. Okay, buying flights. Oh, my God, my mom. Please, I hope my mom never hears this. She will beat my ass. I knew it had went too far when we were at a restaurant and they didn't even hesitate to order the most expensive steak knowing I'm paying. Mm. I was like, I gotta get out of here. You go try to make me like you.
Maybe they just trusted you that you wouldn't judge. You just wanted them to live their best life while y'all were together.
Okay. I had paid for a hotel flights. Like, you can't get one dinner, so this is all on me all the time. Absolutely not.
I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying maybe it was a sign of positivity rather than negativity.
Okay, I think obviously it's a positive sign that like I'm not throwing it in the person's face,
right,
that I'm paying for everything. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, I feel like you can't just...
You're taking advantage.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, bring out that Dom Perignon. Yeah. My bae got it. Like,
that bone-in ribeye.
Right. For two. But I'm going to have it for myself, bae. Do you want one for yourself?
You want a salad?
Yeah. Put the gold on it. Definitely put some gold on it. Like, it was just like, it would be, if I was a rapper and I was like yeah, yeah, baby, tricking mm-hmm. off. Like, but come on now. I'm a regular girl. I'm just saying,
broke people need love too.
And they getting it. Ain't nobody fucking more than broke people. I don't know why you, Brittany, I don't know why. I don't know why you saying this. Ain't nobody fucking more than broke people. They definitely fucking more than me, okay? So, you at work all the time, okay? So you ain't getting as much as them, Brittany. Sorry. You got to break your episode. You're not getting as much.
That, yeah, you know what? That's true. I was having a lot more sex when I was broke.
It was. Oh, I want to go back. Oh, but to wrap this up, so... Over the entire criminal career, they targeted almost 180 victims. 80 individuals were involved in romance fraud, 22 in investment fraud. Damn, okay, so they switched it up. And another 77 in identity theft. They had a corporation.
They had a loan out.
They said, right. They said, come to our office. He's like, I'm trying to have sex with you on Gaydar. They're like, yeah, come to our office. We're in the strip mall. That's where we're going to do the sex, for sure. So, according to Detective Constable Becky Mason, it was the ultimate manipulation which preyed on people's emotions and good nature. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. She was British, so I had to be British too.
No, that was good.
Frederick received a prison sentence of 8 years at the Guildford Crown Court in South London, and while Raquel got sentenced to 3 years and 9 months. So, at least the woman got less time. That's progress.
I mean, they must have really been pissed. Again, 8 years over there, they don't do jail like we do
jail.
They
really do not do jail. Like, we do jail, like, step right up.
Yes. Yeah, 8 years, they were upset.
Yes. But it was so many people. I think it was because it was 180 yeah. people. Like, that's enough for an angry mob.
Uh-huh.
Like, a good-sized angry mob. So I feel like they probably pulled out the pitchforks on them. Yeah. Well, Frederick, you needed to go to prison. But look at it this way. You got free room and board. So you're still doing great. And I feel like UK prisons are definitely like more ethical than our, like, no prison is ethical, but I don't mean ethical. I mean like maybe more comfortable. Do you think that they're as bad as ours?
I mean, our prison conditions are
real.
It would be hard for it to be worse.
It has to be better.
I would assume so.
Yeah. But, you know, fuck the carceral system.
Yeah, still bad. There is no good version of it.
There's no good version of putting someone in a cage. But here we are. All right. This brings us to the end of the show. Brittany, you were so fun. This was such a blast. Where would you like to be found? Anything you want people to engage with you with, you know, at where?
Yeah, you can follow me at Be Is Hilarious. know that you have missed a rich history and you're getting in really on the tail end of things. But, you know, if you're not going to be annoying,
yes,
come on over.
Go on over there and just scroll and
don't
have
you
a good
feel
time.
Like, that? Like, at this point, you've been doing it for so long. It's yes. just like, you don't even know what you're signing up for at this point.
No, I don't. Every day is different. Every day is different. So if you come over there, you don't know what you're going to get. But it'll be fun. I promise it'll be a good time. I do want to tell them what we were talking about earlier before we go. I was picketing at Netflix and then I went on Twitter. You made me think of it. I went on Twitter and I was like, oh, okay, the girls were saying that the writers are sexy at Netflix and the girls weren't wrong. And then everyone was in the comments like, yes, yes, ooh, ooh. And so people started going to Netflix and then Imagine Dragons showed up and sang at people. And we don't know if that was a good, was it union busting? I don't know. Were they to scare us away or were they there to help? But we don't know. But after that, the next day, Brittany tweeted like, stop taking your horny asses to Netflix. We have other places. Mm-hmm. And so we did. We listened.
Yeah. But I'm at Warner Brothers if anybody wants to go.
Yes. If you want to pull up, WGA is on strike. If you're in Los Angeles, pull up. If you're in SAG, pull up. You know, let's support. If you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to follow the show and see all of these amazing photos, Scam Goddess Pod. And if you want to snitch on your friends and your family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Also, live show in Los Angeles at the Elysian Theater. June 22nd, our first live show. Pull up at 7:30, okay, y'all? I may never do one again. So you so you might want to fly in. I told y'all, walk. If you start walking now, you will be here on time. That's all I'm saying. I'm not asking for much, okay? And also, iCarly, June 1st. I'm technically allowed to promote that because I'm SAG. All right. All right, congregation. Stay Gwen Lennon? I don't know. She was born. Don't be like her. All right, we're out.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.